Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll continue the conversation with the baseball hot stove. We'll have Bruce Pritchard in studio. Really looking forward to that. You know, I've been a huge fan of his for years. You know, you love him, you hate him, his brother Love years ago, but I was really, as a kid in my prime, fandom as a WWE fan or WWF fan. Mm-hmm. Brother Love was a very impactful character for me.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I couldn't stand it. I wanted to put my fist through the TV.
Yeah,
he annoyed me.
But that's the thing.
Yeah, no, I know. He got under your skin.
He was one of those guys, though, back in that time that was Brother Love. And you hear the music hit and boom. So Bruce Pritchard, you know, as you learn years later, all the stuff that went on behind the scenes on his podcast that he has. And now back with the WWE in a creative role. So he is as great a person you could talk to outside of Vince McMahon himself about the ins and outs of WWE over the last, you know, 30, 40 years.
So another guy that I know is really tapped into the history is Cornette, right?
Yeah. He's another one who's great.
Yes. Are they similar in terms of the history?
I think they're very good friends. Not only
are they? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. This is going
to
be fun.
They both have great personality. Now, Cornette I'd love to have on at some point, too, but he's I worry about him cursing and things like that.
I've seen a lot of stuff. He's done like the Dark Side of the Ring. He's done a lot of that stuff on Vice.
He'd be a better guest to have on, you know, let's say
a new show.
Well, like a podcast, the Salicata Show podcast or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, Cornette is funny. So, yeah, we'll have Bruce Pritchard in studio 12 o'clock. The football game last night, I guess the one thing I wasn't thinking with that game, and maybe it's still impossible, was that because the Eagles lost, and they are just going the wrong way. They've now lost three in a row all of a sudden.
They're going nowhere.
Yeah, they look like a mess. I mean, this is similar to what happened a couple years ago where I thought they were going to fire Sirianni at the end of the year. Chargers with Herbert with a broken left hand or whatever. He's still out there playing well. I mean, Chargers look pretty good at 9-4 right now. But I think Dallas maybe still has a chance to win the division. I got to look this over.
That last game against Detroit, I think it killed them.
Well, here's the thing.
Philly's got an easy schedule.
Okay, but they play the Commanders potentially with Jaden Daniels back.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, I got the Cowboys schedule. You have Phillies?
I'll get Phillies up here.
Okay. Home against the Vikings. Is that this Thursday?
12-14? Yes, I believe it is.
No, that is. So. When is 12-14?
It's got to be this.
No, Sunday night.
Yes, Sunday.
Sunday night. Okay, I'm sorry. Sunday night. So they. What is the Thursday game? We got to look that up. Sunday night, it's the Cowboys and Vikings. Cowboys are going to win that game.
No question. All right, it's taking me for a second.
That's all right.
Let's see. Then they
got the Chargers at home. Tough game, but okay, winnable game.
1-1, probably.
At Washington, at the Giants. Now, they're going to have to run the table.
What if they go 3-1? If they go 3-1, they're 9-6-1 at that point.
Right.
Or 9-7-1, pardon me. And then if they're 9-7-1, let me give you Phillies now. I believe Philly's got the Commanders twice. I know that maybe the Raiders, they've got an easy game coming up for sure. All right. Yeah, they've got the Raiders at home. They got the Commanders twice. They've got up in Buffalo as well. So
that's their four?
Yeah, they'll beat the Raiders.
Well, if they win, Okay, so that's let's say, yeah, go ahead. Beat the Raiders.
So they'll beat them. Here's where it could get interesting. If Dallas is able to get hot and run things,
they
right?
They have to. That's what, so they, and get them. So they go 10-6-1.
Okay, so let's, that's Dallas there. So now let's give it a win against the Raiders for the next game for the right. Eagles. It, let's say they were to lose in Washington that Saturday before Christmas. Well, if I'm saying right. if, well, now they've got to go up to Buffalo, who's going to be playing for something for supremacy, top seeds. It's not like it's a sit down game. I would think that they would lose that game. It makes a must win game against the Commanders with Jaden Daniels in all probability fully healthy and back.
But that would still wait. Now hold on a second.
Vegas win.
Yeah, that gets them to 9.
I'm saying if they lose the Commanders, so give them a lose, right. They're still at 9. A loss, they're still at 9.
Lose
up
to
in
Buffalo,
9. And then if they beat the Commanders, that would obviously be 10, but no lock here.
No, but
the way they're playing.
And then Dallas would, even if they get to 10, Dallas wins because they'd have the tie.
Tiebreaker.
No, because Dallas is 10-6-1.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Philadelphia. Yeah. So Philadelphia, if Dallas wins 4 in a row, so now that makes me think, if Dallas won... If they went 3-1 and had 9-7-1, right, Philly's going to get to 10. That's the way it wouldn't be 9-6. You would think Philly's going to win more than just one game. Philly would probably go 2-2.
2-2.
Which gets them to 10-7.
Mm-hmm.
And if Dallas could go 4-0.
That gets them to 10.
10-6-1.
Yes.
That's the path.
That's it, yes.
So Dallas
correct.
Would have to run the table, which is not there's not an impossible game in there.
Give me their 4 games again.
Home against the Vikings.
Win.
Home against the Chargers.
Flip.
At Commanders.
Flip.
At Giants.
Win.
But those are not like, oh, that's a loss.
I hear you.
Like, Philadelphia, I don't think they're beating Buffalo. Philly's going the wrong way.
Who's I know they are.
And if Jaden Daniels come back, who said they couldn't lose both those games to Washington?
Dude, I know they've had a couple of games non-prime time. The last 3 primetime games that I've seen with Philly, I mean, they just look awful. There was a sequence. Let me get their schedule again. There was a sequence where, just I'm forgetting off the top of my head, where they played, maybe it was like a Monday or a Sunday and a Thursday, and they had a couple of injuries. Like, they couldn't even score.
Yeah, even the wins against the Packers and then
the
Lions.
Yes, the Packers was one of them. And I guess Detroit.
Yeah, 16-9. That was the game with the controversial call at the end.
That's like, right.
They could
have
lost
right.
that game.
And even last night, I turned the game on, and they got like, what, they have 6 points in the second quarter? I'm like, what is going on?
Up 21-0 over Dallas.
You're
thinking, okay, here we go. And then they blow that, and now that could be the end of their year.
Yeah, and then they've lost three straight since they collapsed there. They lost Chicago, and then they lost in overtime to the Chargers, obviously.
Yeah, well, then last night losing to the Chargers. Yeah, I mean, fascinating. The other thing from the NFL yesterday, did you see Phillip Rivers making a comeback?
Give me a joke, mate. He's 45. Yeah, I mean, stop.
45?
Stop.
What do you mean? Give him 44 years old? Come on, George Foreman can do it. Why not Phillip Rivers? You want to? They're desperate, dude. Daniel Jones is down. You want to go with the who's the guy that they have? What's their backup's name? Curtis Painter. Or something?
You're talking about Riley, a kid from Notre Dame,
Riley,
right?
Green, Curtis Painter. That's the Peyton Manning's backup.
Painter.
Yeah.
I mean,
was that his name, Curtis? Or
yeah. Well, Curtis Painter, Lance definitely. Painter no question lefty. About it. I've always respected Phillip Rivers. I love the way he played the game. Just a fierce competitor. I mean, I know he's been coaching. I'm sure his arm is in shape. How the hell is he going to run?
Well, but he never ran anyway.
But I mean, at some point, you might get flushed from the pocket.
He can't run. He never ran anyway. Throw it away.
No, he couldn't run at all. He could not run a lick. He was a complete non-threat to it, completely immobile. Back in the day, I remember the Jets played your Falcons. Was it Chris Chandler?
Steve DeBerg.
DeBerg. That was it, who played at the age
because
of 44.
Chandler was hurt.
That's what it was.
I was at that game.
I was there too. That was 97 or 98.
No, it was 98.
It was Parcells, 98.
One of only 2 losses for the Falcons that year.
That's right. And you tell me we wouldn't have beat you guys in the Super Bowl. Stop.
No, it was Steve DeBerg who was the backup quarterback. But yes, so Steve, I forget how old he was, but he looked.
I think he was 44.
DeBerg.
Yes.
My God, Steve DeBerg.
I'm going to tell you.
That was my first Jet game, I think.
What?
Yeah, what do you mean, what?
The old Meadowlands. Do you remember the old Meadowlands?
No, it was Giant Stadium.
Get the hell out of here. I couldn't stand that. It's a Meadowlands. So, Hop, you have to remember this as well. I'm sure everybody does that ever went to any of these games. Remember at halftime of Jet games, like the circular spiral thing? Do you remember that? Just going, like you'd walk down. Not the escalator where you kind of walk and loop and loop and loop. And there would be like 5 or 6 or 7 absolute lunatics who would go down there and people would throw money at them. But then they would throw like, I mean, this is repulsive, cups of urine.
Ew. What's wrong with people?
Spit on them.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and they would just go and try to collect the money and you would just throw the most vile things on them. Ugh.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, God, yeah. I remember watching.
I miss the old...
never participating.
I miss the old Giant Stadium, just the feel.
I liked it.
especially somebody from Long Island, that would, like, that felt like it was in another world.
Yeah.
When you would get in the car and cross the GW and see Giant Stadium and go into that parking lot and walk through the tunnel out there.
By the
way, first time I ever went was 1998. It was a Sunday night football game, Falcons Giants. Falcons beat the Giants that night.
Okay, and then
the second game, they played in 98, the Falcons, 14-2. They played both the Giants and Jets.
Wow,
and then
okay.
They, like I said, they lost to the Jets with DeBerg as the quarterback.
I nailed the age. He was 44. Now, I didn't even realize this. So he played in 1993, played a couple of games for the Dolphins at the age of 39. He did not play again until 1998. So I'm looking at his Pro Football Reference stats.
That's Philip Rivers. Good call.
That's what I'm saying.
You nailed it.
Yes.
You nailed it. Rivers could do it. So he hasn't played since 2020.
I guess you could.
11-5 record. I mean, it's Philip Rivers, dude. He never looked great throwing the football anyway.
I know. It was kind of like a very short, truncated. Like, he didn't really bring it all the way back and release it.
It was a
short arm almost, but he was good.
Oh, he was a beast.
He was a beast.
Tough as nails, yep. SOB.
Competitive, talking smack.
Loved him. Winning big playoff games. I loved Philip Rivers.
Especially that he played on the dirt and the grass in Qualcomm. His uniform was always dirty. Ah, he was a baller.
So we'll see. I mean, that would bring some intrigue, but that's the perfect spot. If you're the Colts, there's some familiarity there, obviously, with Rivers, where he last played. Plus, they're just desperate. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Who else?
I know what they're doing. So I'll tell you what I'm hoping they do. I hope they keep losing with Rivers or whomever.
That's a good point. You want that pick to
They went from 8-2. I was talking about this yesterday. 8-2. They're 8-5. They've got at Seattle, the Niners, the Jaguars, and at Houston. I mean, I don't think they win another game. With Philip Rivers, you can bring back Dan Fouts. You can do whatever you want. They're not going to win. And if they do win, they're going to win once more. I think I don't think they're going to the playoffs. And I don't believe they finish over 500. And right now, they are they have moved up to the 18th slot. That's obviously the Jets pick. I mean, that thing's going to keep getting better and better and better.
You think they called Brady?
I don't think that they called Tom Brady.
You think Brady would even do it? You know he's an ultimate competitor. Why? Just because he doesn't think the Colts? Tom Brady goes to the Colts. Colts were looked at as a Super Bowl contender early on. With the way that they were playing with Daniel Jones.
Taylor. Brady just looks like he doesn't have a football body anymore. He's got like a surfer's body. Gotten very lean. Good for him.
He looks like...
He looks a little fake all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like that skin,
the hair.
I was going
to say, like Seacrest, Pat Sajak. He's in that type, isn't he?
Yeah,
I mean, he looks great. God bless him.
He does, but it looks a little fake, his face.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good.
His face looks fake. I mean, jeez. I'm not trying to diss the guy. No. I love Tom Brady, but it does.
The BT and Sal. Hard to argue. The BT and Sal show on the fan. It's probably a reason for that. Probably is a little fake. The BT and Sal show on the fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Corbin is calling from upstate New York about those Giants. What's up, Corbin?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Couple of things. First, I just want to say it was Giants Stadium, and it will always be Giants Stadium.
In Corbin's mind. I hear you. My mind, Meadowlands.
No. In reality.
Exactly. I wanted to talk about Giants coaching situation.
Hold on one sec, Corbin. I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
We got a little news here.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Hoff, did you see this? The latest from Passan? Jeff Passan on Twitter, breaking. Kyle Schwarber.
Phillies, no doubt.
And the Phillies.
No doubt, yeah.
5 year.
He got five?
$150
Okay, wow.
Just confirm that, Hoff, because, okay.
Okay, I mean, I did not think the Mets were going to get him. I wanted the Mets to get him. I thought there was a chance for the Reds. We know about the Pirates offer. I just said an hour ago, I'm pretty sure he's going to go with Philly. I didn't think he was going to get 5 years for $150
So the reported offer that I mentioned before from the Pirates was 4 for $120
Yep.
And now he got 5 for $150 from the Phillies.
What does that mean for Pete? That's the next logical question. Can I ask
a question? Yeah, because I heard the Josh Naylor contract didn't, set the market.
Yep.
Will Kyle Schwarber set the market for Pete Alonso?
He's setting the market.
You sure?
Yep.
There's going to be an argument to be made that we could talk about Pete and the Hall of Fame and 500 all you want. He's not the offensive player that Kyle Schwarber is.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anything, 5 for $150, I think, is lighter than Pete would have wanted Schwarber to get. He's not going to surpass that, is he? You think Pete's getting more than Schwarber?
He could get the same years and more money. Not much. I mean, if you tell me,
but then my offer was well, no, what was I at? 6180?
Yeah, 6180.
He's not getting 30 a year.
He's not getting
6180.
I agree with that. But if I wouldn't think. I agree with that. If Schwarber just got 5 for $150, can I see Pete getting 5 for $168? Or
how old is Schwarber
around there? 33.
He's 33. 34. Yeah.
So he's 2 years older.
Yeah.
So maybe then the 6180 is right.
Nah, Pete's not getting six. I still don't see it. I don't think it's a bad day for Pete, but I don't think it impacts him as much as some people think it might.
If you're the Mets, yep, would you rather pay Schwarber? Now, who knows? Maybe the Mets couldn't have gotten Schwarber for that. The Phillies wanted them back, and he probably wanted to go there. If you're the Mets, would you rather pay Schwarber, let's say, 6 for $180?
Schwarber, 6 for $180. Go ahead.
Or Pete, 6 for $180.
Probably Pete.
Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
6 years for Schwarber is a bit exorbitant for me.
Yeah, and can't do anything else. I'm with you. I want Pete back. I think he's a better fit. And maybe it just wouldn't be equal because you're also factoring in the years. Pete is 2 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be better off. And he's more versatile right now.
Yeah.
So you should be better off committing. So maybe this doesn't hurt him. I would think on the surface, though, the money and knowing that Schwarber's the better hitter would not be great for Pete. Maybe you're right as we think this through in real time. Maybe I just can't. You think he's getting more than that? I don't know if I can imagine that being the case.
I think he's going to get more than 150. I just don't know how the years are going to balance themselves out. I think he's going to get more than 150 from somebody. Maybe not the Mets.
Yeah.
You know what I would do if I was Pete? This wouldn't really directly. I would have done this last year. This is not going to impact the negotiations, but and this is nothing that other than a baseball athletic observation. If I was Boris, I would say, Pete, let's clean things up a little bit. Let's drop 25 pounds. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, but then he might not be the same.
No, he's raw. The power is generated from bat speed. And he's not going to lose his home run prowess. If Pete Alonso ever changed his body, I think it would go a long way in really helping him. Now, he's never going to be fast, but he's a fairly smart base runner. He is a little more agile, like think Big Bam Bam Bigelow. Yeah, save the wrestling theme here.
But then you could change. I don't want to mess with what's working for him.
I know. I'm not saying you come back looking like Cody Bellinger. Yeah. I'm not saying that.
The durability, the power, all
well,
that.
I mean, by losing some weight and becoming a little more flexible, if anything, it's going to enhance the durability, although it's tough to get more durable than he's been. I mean, he plays every day.
Yeah, and you can't be in better shape than John Carl Stanton. This guy can't step on the field.
That's a different type of shape. That is a weight. That is a blunt force, repetitive trauma, weight room
Pete's got
body.
That Paul Bunyan power, which I
know
I like.
He does. I know. This is not a shame at all. I mean, he's as strong as an ox here. But when they ripped his shirt off and you got to look at that body, and at that point he was 28 or 29, you cannot tell me that if you dedicate, you alter a few things, whether it's cutting out beer, I'm not saying he's a drinker, but cutting out carbs, doing more cardio, that body can't look a little different. And most importantly, I'm not talking about going to, you know, go just walk on the beach, that it can't impact him, you know, just a little more agility around first base, going first to third. I think it would. I don't know why he's never done that.
I wouldn't mess with that body because I want him to produce that power. Here's the most important thing. Forget about the numbers and what we think it means for Pete's contract. Where are the Mets replacing the power in the event Pete walks? Because the first answer is always, well, they have to go get Schwarber.
Yep.
Where are they replacing the power in the event that Pete walks?
I don't think that it would be one spot. I think maybe it would be a Buxton plus somebody else, or maybe they get, you know what this could do? This could actually complicate the Yankees world, especially Pete Alonso. Not that Bellinger would come in and hit 40 home runs. He's not that kind of hitter, but maybe if Pete goes somewhere else, and I don't think that'll happen soon, but I do think he could leave. But if he leaves, it could be Bellinger and then maybe trade for Buxton. Buxton gives you 20-something. Beatty could hit 7 or 8 more. Alvarez could finally wake up and do it. Like, there's other ways to piece the home runs together, but it won't be easy, Sal.
We were dry-humping Corbin before. Let's get back to him here before we take a break.
Totally
Corbin in upstate New York. Go ahead, Corbin. Sorry to cut you off there. We got to get to that news. Go ahead.
100% forgot about him.
No problem, guys. Quick question. Listening to Boomer and Geo today, they made a great point, and I've been saying it all along ever since we fired Dable. I feel like going back to what Bill Parcells used to say back in the day, best teams are
Corbin, I hate to do this to you. I'm sorry. I got to put you on hold again.
Oh, God.
This is not good.
Oh, boy.
Will Salmon.
I love these shows.
Edwin Diaz.
Two Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Wow.
In agreement on a deal.
I told you he wasn't cut. You're not giving a guy $17 million to come set up. I'm sorry. This is not a surprise. Now, this is not a good day for the Mets, But this is not a surprise. I'm not stunned by this. We said it.
I know, and I think where it really hit me was yesterday's report that the Mets were trying to get McGill. That's where I was like,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
Devin Williams was the first sign letting you know we're not going to where Diaz might want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first sign. Then the McGill stuff, now it's not just one move. Now it's two moves, which make me think if you're trying to trade for McGill from the Brewers, Hoff, did you see that?
Yeah,
if you're trying to, no, he was out of the control,
yep,
and that's why
he
has that.
He's into it, yep.
If you're not, and we're dry humping Corbin, we'll get back to here after the
Corbin,
break. I'm sorry.
Good God.
Corbin, you're on during breaking news. It's good. If you're trying to get another closer in McGill or reliever, high-end reliever, that made me think Diaz might be going elsewhere. Even with that, I'm still a little shook right now. I got to be honest with you.
Mm.
I mean,
you're gonna be able to recover and make it through the show there, big boy.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
I'm just making sure.
I've dealt with worse, BT. I don't know if you remember last week. But Diaz has been here for a close as the Mets closer for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I will say, while it's going to shake others like myself, I, at my core, believe this is the right move. The best of Edwin Diaz is behind him. He may give you an elite year or two still.
Mm-hmm.
I would not invest long-term in a closer, especially one who's been volatile throughout his career. I know he's been great. He was great in 2022. He was good in 2024, and he was very good again this year. One of the game's best closers. Nobody's going to dispute that. He's still unreliable, like a lot of closers are, and to invest 5 years, $100 million.
Is that what he got? Is that the number?
I don't know. We don't have that.
Hoff, do you know what he got?
No, we don't have anything yet, but I'm sure there's about $70 million of it deferred.
That's true.
Hey, the Dodgers went out there and got Tanner Scott a year ago. It didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to piecemeal that thing together in the postseason with all the relievers getting the job done, all the starters turning into relievers. So they feel like, see, they're chasing. Now, they could get away with it just because they keep spending the money.
They keep making money because they keep winning World Series.
They're doing exactly what I wouldn't recommend doing, paying somebody a lot of money based on what he did elsewhere as opposed to finding value and trying to you want guys that are going to outperform their contract. That's the idea. That's what I would be doing. And in this case, you're probably signing up for somebody that eventually is going to underperform the contract.
Hofka, what do you have?
By the way, just one thing that it's very low-key, but maybe there's a connection. You know who was on the team last year?
What team? Which
team? On the Dodgers.
Who?
His brother.
Okay.
He's with the organization. Am I probably in the minors right now?
Let's take a guess before we get the official word on it. What do you think? I think he got 500.
I think it's going to be less than that.
Okay. Hoff, what do you think?
I think it's going to be fewer years and less than 100.
I think it's going to be 5 years. I believe it's probably going to be closer to 110.
I'm going
to
say four, just south of 100. Now,
four.
I don't think it's going to be 5 years.
90, 80? Okay.
Yeah, 85. I'm going to go a little light there.
If it's 485.
Yep.
I mean,
then you think maybe the Mets should have.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and this does not surprise me because, again, we've talked about this on the show. I think the Mets did the right thing.
Yeah.
I think the Mets did the right thing here. He's good, but when you have he's very good. When you have holes to shore up, and they've got a lot of them, you know, I'm sorry. When you can't give relievers leads that often like last year, then your value as a great or really good closer, elite closer, is marginalized. They've got to get pitching. They got to get sticks. They got to address multiple positions. Met fans, I know you're probably a little pissed. I think the Mets did the right thing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers. That was first reported by my buddy Will Salmon at The Athletic. And now, I literally just saw this as we're refreshing here, BT. Ken Rosenthal. Hoff, confirm this because I have my thing, you have yours. Ken Rosenthal saying Diaz deal with the Dodgers.
That's light, isn't it?
Three years.
I told you it wasn't going to be five. I mean, I nailed this Diaz thing.
Now I'm confused. We got to see what... Now, could it be 3 years?
Like crazy money that brings it over? No, I mean, I don't know how much it's going to be?
They're not paying him $25 million a year, are they?
What did
Williams get? 3 years?
$17 million a year.
All right. So you get 3 years, 51, Devin Williams did?
Something like that. Yeah, sounds about right.
So you tell me this is three... So what could it be? 3 years, 80? And
Well, you'd have to also factor this in. You know, maybe he just really wanted to go to the Dodgers, and maybe he made a bit of a concession. Maybe he wouldn't have taken 3 years from the Mets. Maybe the Mets broached it. Let's give them a little wiggle room to find out some answers here. And maybe the Mets were at four, if it even got that far. Maybe Diaz was like, you know, hey, listen, I'm going. Yeah. I'm heading out west, man, no matter what you
do. Right, so we need to get all the facts in order here. I was under the assumption that the early reports were that he wanted 5 years, $100 million. He wanted the Mets to give him the same deal they gave him 2 years ago.
No, I'm not saying we shouldn't react to it. I'm just saying I wouldn't overreact and crush the Mets, like not knowing, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that the reports were that Diaz wanted 5 years, $100
million. Uh-huh.
So I was operating under the assumption that they're not going to give him that, and if he gets that somewhere else, then he could go. But to see Ken Rosenthal saying the deal is for 3 years,
yep.
That's not five for 100.
What if it's three for 90, though? He basically got his 100 and two more years to go after, when he becomes a free agent again. That's why I just got to see the numbers.
I mean, three for 90, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't give him three for 90, but I'm not the Dodgers. They can do anything they want.
Wow.
Yeah, Mets are going to look very different this year. And by the way, that's a good thing.
John Morosi reporting with Edwin Diaz off the market. The Mets and Blue Jays are among the top suitors for Robert Suarez. So I don't think the Mets brought in Devin Williams saying he's going to be the closer. And I'm going based off of not only the Morosi report, but also the report about them being interested potentially with the Brewers and getting McGill. They have a plan to probably add another arm. Wow. I'm a little stunned by this. Again, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for the Mets. And I had my issues with Diaz for years, like as any fan does with closers. But this one is a little jarring to have happen here. Dude, here are the...
I mean, can I get a Yankee crumb?
I got the details.
What do you got?
Passan.
Okay.
Edwin Diaz deal with the Dodgers, 3 years, $69 million.
Okay, that's interesting now. That could change. That's why I wanted to get that. That's surprising.
You tell me the Mets couldn't do that?
23 a year.
Mm. You tell me the Mets couldn't do that?
I thought King Cone could do everything.
Well, they didn't want to. He can.
I mean, maybe he just wanted to leave New York, honestly. Maybe he didn't like it here.
3 years, 69. So the Mets saved. They got Devin Williams for 3 years, 51.
Yeah.
So they saved, what, $18 million? Is that the right math?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Neighborhood.
You tell me a difference of $18 million and it couldn't bring back Diaz?
Yeah, but you know the way I look at it, and this might be unpopular now, but I think it's going to be the best thing for the Mets. That's 3 years, 70, how much, 70 you said?
16? $69 million, yeah.
All right, 3 years, $70 million to spread around the rest of the roster when spots where they really need it.
No. They paid three years, 51 for Devin Williams.
But is Edwin Diaz twice as good as Williams?
No, we had this conversation, but BT, before the Mets signed Williams, if they would have signed Diaz for 3 for $69, I'm like, wow, that's a win. I thought you were going to have to go to 5 for $100.
Yep.
3 for $70 million? Well, and then instead they go for 3 for $51 with Williams, and I'm thinking this is a good value because you're not paying Williams for what he did a year ago. You're paying him what he's done throughout his career, which has been one of the elite closers in the game.
Correct. He's been less volatile than Edwin Diaz.
100% agree with that. So there's value and upside there. But the fact that Diaz would only sign for the same amount of years and $18 million more? What, are you kidding me? You just wasted that on Frankie Montas for 2 years. More than that. You're telling me that's going to be the holdup for Edwin Diaz? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know what I think is starting to happen here? And we saw this, you know, with LeBron and those guys back in the day. Now, not massive, massive concessions, but... You know, you want to play with LeBron if you're Chris Bosh, you know, the way the NBA operates, there are certain teams, and then the Dodgers have become this team, where you shave a little off and you make that concession because you really think you're going to win a championship. And Edwin Diaz wants to win a championship, wants to get to the World Series.
Yeah, but then why wasn't he saying that before? It was the 500. That's what he wanted. He wanted that same deal for the Mets. Maybe you're right. Maybe he just wants to go hang on the Dodgers hard and win a championship.
Think about this. I mean, there's a level of desperation. And I'm going to put myself in Diaz's shoes.
I can't wait for the implosion from Diaz. I hope he absolutely sucks with the Dodgers. Take those trumpets and you know what? Leaving the Mets for the Dodgers. For 3 for $69 million.
Is Timmy going with him?
Now, again, I don't know if this is... Did Diaz go to the Mets with the same thing? Did he want to go to the Dodgers? This is all speculation. Obviously, the facts are coming in here as we discuss this. But...
Timmy going with him? Timmy going to jump out west with him, hang out with him? Timmy Trumpets? Whatever his name is.
Timmy Trumpet.
God almighty. Okay, so think about the 5-100, which is what's bothering you. I get what you're saying. All right, if he wanted this and he got that, like, what does it say about either the Mets' reluctance to sign him or the Mets' situation, maybe, which is possibly a little less desirable than we thought? If people are leaving to take... Now, it's the Dodgers, so you got a caveat. It's like he went to another team, like a nondescript team. So the Dodgers have a certain aura and a certain juice that nobody else has, including the Mets right now. But maybe he just floated the 5-100. He's like, all right, I don't really want to stay here, but if you give me 5 for $100, I will. But otherwise, I'll take less money to go with the Dodgers. So, better weather and win a championship.
Okay.
So he played it well.
Somebody is getting ripped in this equation. It's either Diaz for spurning the Mets or the Mets for letting him go for a difference of $18 million instead when they chose Devin Williams. It doesn't add up to me. 5 years, $100 million, I'd say good for you, Diaz, taking the most money. And you know what? I'm glad the Mets didn't go to that extent. Mm. 3 years, $69 million, when you just paid Devin Williams $351 million, who, as much as I believe in a bounce-back year and Williams' ability to handle adversity, he couldn't even maintain his closer's role in New York. Reportedly, it was a pain in the ass to deal with.
Yanks had to make a trade to address that. Bednar, they had to fix it. Yeah, I know.
And that's the guy that the Mets are going to invest in instead of Diaz, who has been a proven commodity for the most part pretty consistently since 2022.
I mean, I get it. Again, when you frame it that way, understood. I mean, don't you think of all the people in baseball, who has the best sense of his character? And, you know, forget about the baseball stuff. Everybody has access to that. Stearns knows him well.
Yeah.
You got to trust Dernsey here a little bit. I actually, I'm okay with this. I always thought Diaz was a little overrated. A little. I mean, really good, obviously. But just, you know, walking that tightrope. But I'm also spoiled by Mariano. Strike one, strike two, broken bat, strike three. Like,
no, Diaz doesn't know where the ball's
nobody's
going.
Like that.
Takes him two batters to warm up to be able to know where the ball's going.
That's true.
Joe is in Charlotte, North Carolina. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. I hate Stearns. I hate Stearns. I hate him ever since he has come to the Mets. Do not justify what he is doing. We have not signed one big player outside of Soto, which was Cohen. He is letting everyone go. This was not a Diaz thing. He could have paid $5 million more or whatever the case is. We have lost the best closer that we've ever had. We have Devin Williams, who had a 5.5 ERA, who's going to be our closer. I don't care what under-the-hood numbers say. We are worse. He has traded Brandon Nimmo, and I can guarantee you we do not get a top center fielder or left fielder. We are going to pivot to the youngsters in the minors. He is destroying this team. Pete, if I was Pete, why the heck would I want to come back to the Mets? Why would I come back to the Mets? Stearns is destroying the Mets culture. Pete,
well, wait a second. What culture have the Mets had?
We had a culture of people who actually wanted to come to the Mets.
Joe, the Mets
please
have stunk. The Mets have stunk, okay? So don't mince. Don't make it like he's killing the culture here. They won 83 games.
Joe,
with your beloved Alonso, Diaz, and Nimmo, they won 83 games. Let's not make it like they can't replace
after
that.
After our 2024 season, what did we need? Simply pitching. That's it. That's all we needed was pitching. What are we doing here?
Well,
we
Joe,
can't address the pitching?
Listen, I appreciate the anger. Thanks for the call there, Joe. But I think you're glossing over a few deficiencies. Listen, the pitching was the obvious thing. It was like among the worst starting pitching I've ever seen. We know that. It was night to night chaos for the manager. We all know that stuff. There was also a lot of nights where that Met lineup came up very small, whether it was high leverage spots or runners in scoring position early in the season. I don't think the offense was incredibly consistent either. So I do think you kind of enhance that and make it a little bit better than it is. So I think this is the early stages of taking a wrecking ball. Actually, now it's no longer the early stage. Nimmo, wrecking ball. Diaz, wrecking ball. Pete could be wrecking ball. And I'm not saying that you should take the wrecking ball to Pete, but they might. They are changing this, and they are changing this radically. And you hired him to do his job. When he first got here, there was a lot of contracts that prevented him from doing stuff, and the Mets won a lot, and I made the analogy of the first year with Shane and Dable with the Giants, where he may have wanted to do things with Stearns, I'm talking about, but he couldn't because they won. Now this is his chance to build out a franchise in his vision. You might not like it now, but that's why he was brought here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm still trying to process this whole thing here. What I need to know what now we'll eventually learn. I don't know if we're going to learn today, but at the winter meetings, usually everybody's accessible. So I'm sure we'll get comments from David Stearns. I don't know about Diaz side of things. I don't know how the Yankees don't get involved at this. 3 years, $69 million for the best closer on the market. When you got Devin Williams getting 3 years, 51, it doesn't add up. So maybe it's just that Diaz wanted to go elsewhere and be with the Dodgers. Then that would take both the Mets and Yankees off the hook. But for now, BT, just taking it at face value, that is a deal. I wouldn't have gone 5 for $100, but 3 for $69 when Williams got 3 for $51. That makes no sense to me.
I don't really think he wanted to be here. I keep going back to that. I think the easiest thing to do, and I know why you're doing it, and I know why others are doing it, trust me, and there's a part of me who's doing it as well. 3 years, 69 with the Dodgers, I don't know that we can equivocate that and say it would have been 3 years, 69 with the Mets or 3 years, 69 with the Yankees. I think that there's a concession built
because
in there.
Because you're saying he wanted to go.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if he didn't?
I do. He's been connected to the Dodgers from day one. There's reason for that. We heard Edwin Diaz Dodgers over a month ago. Wasn't just pulled out of thin air. That's his people planting seeds. You know, his brother's there. We talked about that before. You know, maybe he wants the better weather. Maybe he wants a different situation. I don't know. Maybe he didn't really enjoy that Mets clubhouse. I know Mendy shot it down yesterday. And I know that they're doing things to kind of change the culture a bit, which I applaud. But I think he wanted to be a Dodger. And when you want to be somewhere and you've already got a ton of money in the bank, you leave a little on the table, you go and be happy, and you're probably in a better situation because the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Trey is calling from Morristown, New Jersey. What's up, Trey?
Hey, Trey.
How are we doing?
Good.
I don't, this is a complete and utter disaster here. Maybe he didn't want to be here, but Steve Cohen right now is not the guy, and I've said this before, who was sipping Mai Tais in Maui, telling John Heyman what's the heck the difference about a couple percentage points. We are letting guys go that we shouldn't let go, and I've tried to be positive this whole time, but I'm starting to feel like this was all a big masquerade so Uncle Stevie could get his casino. Stearns, you're on watch now. Everybody's going to hate you. So make some moves and make it happen because this is pathetic.
Yeah, Mets fans are pissed off today. Yeah, that's the early read. And I get it.
But here's the one thing that I would say. To the Mets fans who are pissed off, your team has sucked for years. You root for a franchise that has not won, has twice in their history been to the postseason in consecutive years. Twice. 15 and 16, and 99 and 2000. That's it. So when you take a wrecking ball to it, or when you have Stearns coming in saying, I'm not bending off of what I believe in, you've got to let him do his job. He's only been here for 2 years. Before you make definitive decisions about Stearns is lost and we hate him, how can he let this guy go? How can he let that guy go? You didn't win. They didn't win with him. He's trying to build this thing into a winner with Steve Cohen and his resources.
Yep.
So before you go nuts on Stearns, acknowledge that even with Edwin Diaz here, they weren't good enough. Nowhere near good enough. Even with Brandon Nimmo here, they weren't good enough. Nowhere near good enough. We'll see what happens with Pete Alonso. I understand there's going to be public backlash here. It doesn't mean that the Mets can't be a significantly better team when all said and done this year.
I agree. But now if Pete bounces, now that negative energy, which is beginning to crystallize now, Not that the Mets should make moves based on the anticipation of negative reaction, but if Pete bounces, dude, with the Edwin Diaz stuff, with some of the residue from the Nimmo stuff, I mean, fans are going to be, oof, they're going to be pissed.
By the way, his brother is currently a free agent, so I guess he got traded there last year in season.
Well, maybe they're bringing both back.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought he was still with the team. Thank you, Hoff. The one thing that I would say, too, a little reality check here for the Met fans pertaining to Diaz. Listen, we know his numbers. We get that. And when he's unhittable. He's untouchable. His first year was 2019.
He was god-awful.
Forget about that, though. ERA almost six. Awful.
It was the worst year I've ever seen for a Mets closer.
It was bad. I mean, we thought Armando Benitez blew up a few. I mean, it was awful. 2019, his first year. Since 2019, I mean, that's a while ago at this point, he's thrown 11 and a third playoff innings. That's not his fault, necessarily, but you've got to, I guess I could say this as a Jets fan, you've got to escape the narrow, and it's not a diss, the narrow-mindedness of overinflating the good players that you've had for a bad situation. If you really want to get to the penthouse, I think that you, and I know you do, I think you've got to open up your mindset a little bit and understand there's a different way to get there.
My only issue, BT, I agree with everything you said. We've had that conversation many times, and I'm very open to that. My only issue is that they just paid Devin Williams 3 years, 51.
Mm-hmm.
Diaz only got 3 years, 69. $18 million is not enough of a difference for me to justify losing a known commodity here and bringing in a guy who struggled in his first year in New York. Upside, sure.
Yep.
Airbender, movement.
He's working on another pitch. I saw. Yeah.
I get all that. Yep. But
he'll be fine.
Fair enough.
But I got you.
I tend to agree with that. Also, he's a pain in the ass to deal with.
Mendy better make sure.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, that's another thing. But anyway, I think he'll be fine. 3 years, 51 for Devin Williams versus 3 years, 69 for Diaz is a non-argument. Mm-hmm. It's not even close in favor of Diaz.
Agreed. Now, that's why when this first broke, I said, how much money did he get? I need to know the parameters. Like, you need to get some, as much as you can before you really, truly react, even though this is in real time, so we have to have opinions, and you've heard ours so far. The only thing, I can't rule this out, because I don't know if this happened or didn't, but I'm going to leave the window a little bit open. What if his reps went to the Mets out of respect and said, listen, guys, start planning as if he's gone? Now, that's a little unconventional because you wouldn't necessarily want to take the threat of Cohen's checkbook out of the equation in terms of leverage. Like, that's dumb. But from minute one, if he wanted to be a Dodger, there's a chance maybe his camp did the right thing and said, we're going. So protect yourself. And that's why they pivoted to Devin Williams early. It's possible.
Jeff is in Oceanside. Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm not good. I'm very, very upset. I cannot take it. This is ridiculous. Why do the Mets have this problem with not keeping, I know he's not homegrown, so to speak, Diaz, but he's been here a long time. Why do they have constantly have this problem not keeping fan favorites successful players? He didn't get 6 years. He didn't get 7 years. He got 3 years. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know what? Part of going to a game is liking the players you want to see. Mm-hmm. That's part of the experience, the entertainment. I'm flabbergasted. I'm pissed off and I'm mad and it's ridiculous. I don't like Stearns. They better sign Alonso today. Give him the Schwarber deal. That's a fair deal. Just do it. You know what? The fans like their players. The fans like going there, seeing the players they want to root for. That's part of the experience.
Yeah, but Jeff, hold on. All due respect. Fans are fans for a reason. And baseball executives are executives for a reason. Doesn't matter that they're always right. Trust me, we've seen a ton from every sport in this town that we wanted out and that were eventually ousted from their jobs. But you've got to give him a chance to finish his vision. You have to.
His vision was signing, what did it say, for $34 million?
No, his vision's to win a World Series for the first time since Run DMC was bopping beats out of my boombox.
Diaz is an asset for that, not a de-asset.
You don't know that because he hasn't been an asset so far.
No.
I mean, as far as getting to the World Series and winning that.
He's been a key cog. He came in numerous times and saved their bacon when no one else could get it out.
Okay, does that mean he's
a proven commodity?
Jeff, here's the thing. They won 83 games with him. So everything should be on the table moving on, and thank you for the call. I understand your position on this, but when you win 83 games, everything should be on the table. My biggest issue is not that they let Diaz go. It's that Diaz didn't get much more money than Devin Williams.
I know.
That doesn't make sense to me. Somebody's got to explain that. And I'll give the Mets the benefit of the doubt for the time being in that it doesn't add up. And it's not like the Mets are trying to piss people off and build a losing team. I want to know why they felt that they could get... I assume that they thought they were getting Williams at a good value, and then we're going to work on bringing Diaz back. And if the price got out of control, at least they had the fallback with Devin Williams. The price that that Diaz left the Dodgers for, 3 years, $69 million, is... that it's absurd that the Mets would let him walk for that and pay Devin Williams 3 years, 51. That doesn't make sense on any level. I don't care what he did in Milwaukee. I don't care what you think he can do. There's no way any Met fan wants to hear them justify that they signed Devin Williams from the Yankees in a failed year for 3 years, 51, and let their guy go, who's been a high-level elite closer, in fact, with the Mets outside of 2019 for 3 years, $69 million. That's where there's an issue. I better hear that it's because Diaz didn't want to be with the Mets anymore. He wanted to go to the Dodgers. Anything other than that, it makes no sense from the Mets' perspective.
That's why I'm leaving the window open for it not being a conventional transaction, like a conventional negotiation, because, and that's where I would agree with you. I just need to sort through this and see. All right, I mean, hey, you got 3 years, 69 from the Dodgers. Were the Mets give it a chance to match? Were the Mets give it a chance to exceed? Did the Mets, you know, just kind of let them know early, hey, we're going to move on. We got our guy, and, you know, you do what you got to do. I don't know. I need answers there. But I would, and this is, you know, for deeper thought, deeper conversation downstream, later today, whatever. But there's a chance that it's going to be Williams and Suarez, which could be really, really good. So I guess I ask you, and it would, I know there's no definitive model here, but would you rather have Diaz and whomever, really? I don't know, throw whatever name you want in there, Clay Holmes back in a bullpen, or a possible tandem of Williams and Suarez or Williams and Fairbanks? All I'm saying is I think there's a better than average chance that the eighth and the ninth inning for the Mets this year is better than the eighth and the ninth inning last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.